Hello, everyone. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio. Enlightening conversations, inspiring guests. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. I'm a spiritual healer, teacher, and author of 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body, and Soul. My global vision is to connect people to people to create oneness, and through support and universal guidance, educate people about the power within to heal oneself and others. I am here to love myself and love you all. You can learn more about me by visiting www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please feel free to email me at infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Today and every day, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. Thank you for your participation and this opportunity to serve you. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a prayer as usual, followed by my very inspiring guest, Tamar Donishrod, who is a certified body talk practitioner and a PharmD, and also has studied over 22 years of Kabbalah. Her website is www.listentoyourbodytalk.com. Wow, we're going to learn how we can talk to our bodies, and I'm sure she's going to talk to us so much and teach us and inspire us about healing and about all of her studies about Kabbalah. I invite you to stay attuned all the way through the end because it's going to be a fantastic show, a marvelous show, an enlightening show, as always. For now, I invite you to attune to me, my guest, yourself, and the oneness that there is for a little prayer, a special prayer about the oneness, about love, about unity, about being true and living with truth. How in such a short time? Let go and allow. Let go and allow yourself to be present. Surrender into the now. How to surrender? Bring your presence, your conscious awareness into the now, into the present. With my voice, with your feelings, with your breath, with everything and everyone that is around you and in your consciousness. I invite you right here, right now, to take several deep cleansing breaths in. One, breathe in, and exhale with an ah, allowing yourself, relaxing into the present. And another deep cleansing breath in, and exhale again with an ah, feeling yourself relaxed, allowing yourself to feel relaxed from head to toe, for it is only a choice. And third, another deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhale with an ah. Relaxing into the now, grounding into the now. Being present into the now, into the presence of all that there is. As we extend our gratitude and appreciation for all that we are, who we are, all that God, the universe, the allness, oneness, source, created light, the spirit of all that there is has created for us, for us to enjoy, to rejoice, to share, to give, to live, knowing that we are worthy and deserving, knowing that we are not alone, that we have each other, and we have the light of the universe, the invisible manifested as the visible, the unknown manifested as the known. I invite you right here, right now, to bring your awareness into your heart. I invite you to put your right hand over your heart and say, I love myself. I accept myself. I am worthy and deserving of living this life fulfilled, happy, joyful, healthy, peaceful, calm, living a prosperous life. And take another deep cleansing breath into your heart. And exhale again, relaxing into the now, relaxing into beauty, relaxing into oneness, relaxing into love, and allowing this love within you to spread throughout your whole body, into every cell, every atom, every molecule in your being, renewing you, energizing you, completing you. For you are whole, perfect, and complete as you are. A beautiful child of God, the universe, allness, oneness, source, creator, light, presence, silence, whatever term you have for this magnificent power, we are all one. As we rejoice in this moment, you and I and I and our guest and all that there is, all the beauty, all the sound, all the pleasure, all that there is, we are one. As we can open up our eyes and see the truth in each other's eyes, beyond illusion, beyond ego, beyond darkness, beyond memories, beyond beliefs, beyond ideas and concepts, beyond pain and suffering, beyond separation, we can feel the closeness as we choose so. So I invite you, I encourage you to be good to yourself, filling yourself with love and light, therefore giving the love and light out to the whole world, for we are all one. And another deep cleansing breath in. And exhale with an ah, feeling good, feeling balanced, grounded, centered into the moment. And thank you again for giving me this opportunity to serve you. As we attune ourselves to our guest, Tamar Dhanasrat, certified body talk practitioner. She has studied Kabbalah for over 22 years, and she's a doctor in pharmacy. And her website again is www.listentoyourbodytalk.com. I love the name. And now we're going to invite Tamar into our show. Tamar, hello.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, everyone.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm great. Fantastic. That was an amazing meditation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I actually feel a little bit high right now as I allow these words to be spoken through me. I am so grateful. I am so grateful for all that there is and the divine. And I'm grateful for you being on our show and sharing your life and all that you contribute to humanity, to all of us. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, what you do, you're a certified body talk practitioner. Can you briefly tell us what is a body talk practitioner? What is body talk?
Body talk is a system that we ask the innate wisdom of the body to guide us and tell us what communications are not working properly. And once we find the communications that are compromised, we balance them, and then the body does the rest, because ultimately it is the body itself that heals itself.
Mm. So is this the power within that we're talking about?
It is the power within that heals us.
Yes. Yes, yes, the power within. So what you do is that you communicate with our body, and how do you do this? You do it through feeling or through sound?
I use neuromuscular testing. Very slight movements of the wrist. The client doesn't need to resist. I just do the whole thing. And then there is a protocol chart that we use that covers from Western medicine to Eastern medicine and philosophy. It covers the physical, it covers the mental, and it covers the spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's mind, body, spirit?
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. So you cover mind, body, and spirit. And is what you do is you align the mind, body, and spirit?
We align any miscommunications, align anything that's not, for instance, different structures in the body may not be communicating properly. It could be that the emotions are causing the problem. Any of those things, it could be a link between the two, because physical symptoms could be because of emotional issues. You know that.
Right. I know. But we want to bring awareness to our listeners. I know because of my own healing of lupus, and since that that, you know, how long is this now? 6 years ago, I'm doing this every day, communicating with my body.
Right.
And so I love it. I love it. It's great to know that we have this power, that we can communicate, and all parts of us have consciousness. This is the way I see it, you know. And our organs, our lymph nodes, every system has consciousness that can reply, right?
Exactly. It's an amazing, amazing journey.
Mm-hmm. And so can you tell me, like, for example, what kind of people do they come to you for? What kind of, like, for disease, for emotional, for loss of a loved one, or everything? What?
I have people that have the physical pains. You know, they have pains due to injury or just pain because of chronic disease. I have people that are experiencing emotional issues. They're depressed or they have anxiety or they're going through a divorce. And then I have another group of people that are in a spiritual journey, and they just come because they want to work through their issues faster.
Oh, that's very interesting. Working through their spiritual issues.
Right.
Oh, and you talk to their body or to their spirit when you're doing that?
Well, we're talking to the innate wisdom of the body, which is basically the body-soul connection.
Mm-hmm. Body-soul connection. Can you be more specific? Like, can you go into it further for us?
The innate wisdom of the body. It's the power that knows everything about us. It knows what's happening in all parts of our body. It knows what experiences we need to go through to grow. It knows what emotions are stuck where. It just knows everything. It's connected to the universal oneness.
Right. The oneness. Yes.
Exactly.
Hooray for the I love it. I love it. I love it when the guests are saying the unity, the oneness, the love. You know, I love it when it comes out as the guests are telling their story. Okay, it's within the oneness, so we are all one. That's how you can connect to our body wisdom, the body, our body consciousness.
That's the way I think about it.
Right.
That's the way my feeling is, and that's the way my sense is, that we're all one. And so when we connect to that oneness, then all the answers are there.
I love it. I love it. When we connect to the oneness, all the answers are there. And the oneness within us.
Exactly.
As we ourselves can connect to our own bodies, as the oneness, we can get answers.
We just have to ask the right questions.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. Thank you for bringing that up. For example, can you, if somebody's listening and let's say she has pain in her back, for example,
mm-hmm.
and how can you inspire this person to ask the right question to herself so that she can get an answer if she can't, you know, if she just wants to do it by herself right now?
Well, the first thing,
or he.
The first thing is to accept that the pain that's coming to us is here to help us.
Okay. Accept.
Accept it. That,
okay.
You know, it's coming to help us. That's
okay.
The first step.
Okay.
And then we have to say, okay, pain, what do you want to tell me? What am I not learning? What do I need to learn to let you go? Because once we learn our lesson, the pain has to go. It has no purpose anymore.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, this is the way that I do it, and I never knew that this is... Is this body talk you're talking about?
Well, this is sort of body talk and Kabbalah mixed. Because to me, they are so parallel. And my Kabbalah studies has enhanced my body talk immensely. Because it just adds another dimension.
That's beautiful. So accept the pain. Instead of resisting it, denying it, ignoring it, and living it with it, and allowing it to magnify and take over our lives, we can accept and then go into the pain, ask, what am I here to learn?
Exactly.
Or, fantastic. And then it will give us the answer.
Yeah. And all we have to is listen. You know, what do people do? They take medication. It numbs it.
Right.
You know, it doesn't, we don't get what it's trying to tell us. And the more we don't listen to the body, the more it has to speak louder.
It's so true. it'll go to our back, and then when we don't listen, it'll go out to our leg, and then the leg, and we're like, oh my God, now the leg hurts, and now I have a headache. What's going on? Message. You know, some of the listeners, you know what I say? I say this message is like, knock, knock at the door. Hello?
Exactly.
Knock, knock. I'm here to give you a message.
Right.
Will you please open a door? It's a message for you. Delivery. And we just don't open the door.
Exactly. You know, first it comes as a whisper. We don't listen. Then it becomes a knock. We don't listen. Then it becomes a bang.
Whisper, knock, bang. I love that. And it's so true. And then when it's a bang, it's a bang, bang.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's such a bang that it's scary sometimes. It's total pain and suffering on all levels when it's a bang.
But, you know, once we start listening, we can turn it around.
Okay.
You know, how many people are out there that had cancer and they got rid of it?
Exactly. So one thing I want to touch upon is that you have a doctorate in pharmacy, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so you went from, well, this means that you were giving out medicine to people, right?
I'm a pharmacist.
You're a pharmacist.
Mm-hmm.
So you gave out medicine to people in order to help them heal.
Right.
So how long ago did you decide, you're not doing that, right? You're not a pharmacist anymore?
Well, I still have my degree and I still have the knowledge, so I can help people with it.
Okay.
You know, it's not just handing out the medications, knowing that people who are taking the medications, you know, what nutrients are going to be lacking from them, what side effects they're going to be experiencing, and what is the long-term effect of the medications. So this way it gives me another, you know, tool that I can help people with.
Beautiful. So you're not against people taking medicine?
Sometimes there's a need for it. You
exactly.
know, sometimes the body is not able to handle it on their own.
Exactly.
So then the body needs help. Then that's, you know, all of God's creations are good. And medicine is a God's creation.
Yes. I totally agree with that, because there's a point in our life when we really need to take medicine. That's when God is saying, do this, take this for your healing in order for you to move to the next step.
Exactly.
So this is what happened to me when I had my lupus. I was on heavy doses of medicine, and then there was time to move on to the next level, and that's where I worked with the mind, body, and soul, and was healed from the lupus. So it's fantastic that you have, you know, the Western and the power of the mind, the power within to heal, that you can incorporate this and teach the people.
Right.
Yes. yeah, fantastic. So let me just reintroduce our guest. We're speaking to Tamar Dhanasraj, who's a certified body talk practitioner and has studied Kabbalah for over 22 years and has a doctorate in pharmacy. And her website is www.listentoyourbodytalk.com. And Tamar, how can the people get in touch with you if they have any questions?
They can call me on my phone. The number is 818-355-1632.
Yes, and can they email you? Do you have an email?
Of course. The email is I forgot my email. Great. It's Tamar Body Talk. That's TAMAR Body Talk at sbcglobal.net.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Now, background, over 22 years in Kabbalah.
Yep.
That's like half my age.
Thank you.
Okay, giving it all out there. No. So 22 years of Kabbalah. How has the information, the wisdom of Kabbalah supported you in your life and how you, you know, help others, inspire others?
Well, it's basically through the 22 years, I strive to live it. I don't think I have it down pat yet by any means, but it helps me in every second of my life, because the techniques and the tools that you learn helps you to grow, to experience life a different way, view it a different way. And my kids, you know, they're growing up in it, and I also mentor. And I use it in my practice. So.
Beautiful. I think as long as we're here to learn, and I think that it's all a process, living in the present moment with everything that we have learned in order to become, you know, higher bodies, being more pure and clear, and really clearing our past and future in order to live in the present moment, making a difference.
Amazing. It's
yes.
True.
Tamar, what is your life purpose here? Do you know? Do you have a mission, a specific one that you can share with us?
My mission is to, it's a big mission, to remove pain and chaos from the world. And I do it one person at a time.
Uh-huh. Remove pain and chaos from the world, one person at a time. Would you say starting with yourself?
Say it again?
Would you say starting with yourself?
Of course. It always starts with ourselves.
Right. Because some of us are accustomed to forgetting about ourselves, ignoring, denying, and just going outside of ourselves in order to believe or think that we're really making a difference while we're neglecting ourselves. I'm not saying that we don't, but what I think is that an empty vessel can just give out so much before it just pops, you know,
right,
or the tire goes flat.
That's a beautiful way of putting it.
Yeah. So you want to remove pain and chaos from the world one person at a time. And this is through your mentoring and body talk and clearing yourself.
Right.
How would you say that you work on yourself?
Well, I take Kabbalah classes. And I work on myself as I help other people. Because when you see people having issues around you, the reason that those people, I believe, are in your universe is because you have similar or if not the same, similar issues. And by helping them and also working on yourself, you erase those issues from the world.
Mm-hmm. So this is the oneness again, right?
Exactly. You know, like, it's like, you know, if you have a little dirt on your face and you go to the mirror and start wiping the mirror, that's not going to change the dirt that you have on your own face. So my focus is to remove the dirt from my face, and in that way I'm also helping other people do the same.
Beautiful. How are you removing the dirt from your face? Can you give us some examples so that the listeners may be able to, you know, use your experience, your way of removing dirt for themselves?
I focus on different issues.
Okay.
Right now, my focus on meditation is on forgiveness.
Ah, I love it. Go further. Yes.
So I have this meditation that I do that I focus on forgiveness, and I write and I meditate on the Zohar, which is the text of Kabbalah, and just different layers. You know, I've learned to understand that I am responsible for everything that's in my universe. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really have... I might have things to forgive on some people because I'm still working on myself, but I find that I'm mostly hard on myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working on forgiveness for myself.
Mm. Forgiveness and responsibility is my favorite.
Right.
There's so much power in it, so much self-power. The power within to forgive, the power within to take responsibility. I always say this, it's the most fantastic tool of healing, releasing the past, getting rid of, flushing the poop, as I say it, excuse me. Flush the poop, release it out of your system, and it just allows room for the new to take place. New, well, new actually our true self, right?
Right, our true
right.
self.
Revealing itself. So you sit down and you forgive yourself.
I work on it. Like I study the Zohar, and I read it, and that brings my consciousness to a different level. And then I write, and just work it through. Work it through. It's a process. It's not like I sit and do it for 15 minutes and I'm done. It's like it's with me the whole week or two that I work on the thing, on
right.
the issue that I'm working on.
Right, so you carry it in your consciousness.
I carry it in my consciousness, and I ask to be guided to see throughout the day. And then at night, I sit and summarize it and learn from it and go on.
Right.
It's very powerful to do it before you go to sleep, because when you go to sleep, through your dreams and the body being at rest, the brain, everything settles down and things get processed. So it's very important to do it before you go to sleep at night.
Okay. Thank you. So for all of our listeners out there that are not practicing with Kabbalah and the Zohar, actually perhaps what she's saying is that we can get any tool, any book that inspires us, and take a paper and pen and start journaling and connect to our own faith, whatever that is,
exactly.
Whatever term we have for that that faith. And from there we can get guidance and we can share and we can release and we can ask and so on and so on. And that's beautiful. I love forgiveness. I find myself forgiving myself or others every single day as I take responsibility. And it's just so healing, you know, so much joy in it. And there may be listeners out there, what is she talking about? Doesn't she have better things to do? I do! And this is one of them. I love it. And taking responsibility, right?
It adds joy to your life. It makes your life different. Instead of being mad at other people, when you take responsibility for your own actions and everything that's in your life, you just have a different level of peace.
Definitely. And isn't this all we're asking for? Peace and peace for the world and peace for this. It all starts within us. Peace within creates peace without, right?
Right. And it starts with a desire to want to do it. That's the first step.
Okay, desire. And your desire comes from?
My desire comes from wanting peace, I think. That's like, I want everybody to be happy and have a peaceful life. I think that's the seed of my desire.
Goes back to removing pain and chaos, one person at a time, starting with yourself. Yeah, because so much of us preach end war, peace, love, all that, and there's so many people out there actually criticizing and condemning those who want peace. You know, saying that nothing has been done so far. So, well, we can start by ourselves, by going within ourselves and clearing ourselves. I mean, I believe in the oneness, right? This is not a belief. Actually, it's a knowing in my soul that we're all one. And if we're all one, if we take the time to sit down in quiet, in silence, and ask ourselves, how am I responsible? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How am I? I'm sure, I'm certain that we can get answers from within. This happens. I get answers all the time as I sit in silence and ask, how am I responsible? Don't you think that we need courage to do that? What do you think? What's your opinion?
We do. We have to understand that we have to have the courage to see that if we're ill, that we had something to do with it. It's not God doing it to us or the tobacco companies, or the chemicals in the water. It's us.
Okay. It's us by taking the drugs and cigarettes and all that.
Yeah. It's us. We did, we have to take responsibility to do it and to take care of it and do it. And you know what, when you were talking about the oneness, once we have the oneness and the peace inside of us and create that with the people in our family and in our work, and it just ripples out.
So beautiful. Starting within our own family, with our own children, spouse, partners. Starting being authentic, as I call it, huh? Being
right.
Authentic.
Right.
You know, not ignoring the closest people around us, blaming, criticizing, resenting, and then going and then trying so much to be outside of ourselves, right? Starts within. And well, my purpose really is for me to transform on a soul level and clear anything that I've brought from past lives and any experience, unwanted experience that I have from childhood, limiting decisions, beliefs, all that. I really want to clear it, and I really want to be a good role model first and foremost for my children, right? They're the next generation.
Right.
So who better for ourselves and for family, and then, as you say, rippling out. So can you share with us what other tools of Kabbalah or healing do you use for yourself to change and transform and heal and awaken yourself?
For myself, I use body talk.
Okay. How do you use body talk for yourself?
The same way as I would do on other people.
Okay.
I use the neuromuscular testing and then tap myself.
Can you give us one example of an issue or a challenge or anything that you use for yourself so that the listeners get an idea of what we're talking about here?
I'll give you a simple example. A few months ago, I was driving on the freeway, and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, my back started hurting like crazy. And I couldn't even sit still to drive. I go, oh, okay, let me do body talk on myself. And in a matter of a minute, it just dissolved and went away.
This is while you're driving?
While I was driving.
Okay.
And it was just, to me, it was amazing. I mean, it had been bothering me from the morning, and I hadn't paid attention to it. So when I sat down to drive, it really got bad. And then I just did, you know, and it just melted and went away.
Okay, this is with your mind-body connection?
Yeah.
Power of mind?
Right.
Getting positive messages?
Well, there's a technique. You know, the body talk has different techniques. So I did one of the techniques on myself. And obviously I was driving, so I couldn't really use my hands. But anyways, it was my own back, so I couldn't touch it. So I just used my mind. Since I do distance sessions and phone sessions, I don't really need to touch the person.
Okay.
The same with myself. So that was an amazing, surprised myself.
Surprise. Expect the unexpected, as I say,
yeah.
as we choose and just go forth doing whatever we need to. So let me reintroduce you again. We're speaking to our guest, Tamar Danishrat, who is a certified body talk practitioner with studies over 22 years of Kabbalah and also a doctorate in pharmacy. Her website is www.listentoyourbodytalk.com. This has a great rhythm. Listen to your body talk. It can be a music.
But actually, my kids came out with the name, and they did have the song in mind. So,
really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. You know, every time I say www.listentoyourbodytalk, you know what I want to do? I want to get up and dance.
Good.
So that's interesting. Get up and dance. And listen to your body talk as you're dancing. This is what I'm getting. This is another way of paying attention to our body and listening to our body and allowing it to move. I don't know. I'm just seeing things right now. Anyways, coming back into the here and the now, I was looking through your website, and there's a section on what does body talk address. So some commonly addressed conditions by body talk are parasites. Wow. Reproductive disorders, fears and phobias, back pain, arthritis, allergies, ADHD, depression, fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, headache, digestive disorder. Ooh, wow. There's a list. Improving immune system, insomnia, learning disorders. Okay, are you putting the doctors out of business?
You know what? Think about it. Once you balance the body can heal anything because the body created the issue. You balance it, it's gonna get healed.
Right. Right.
No,
right.
We still need doctors.
Definitely. I'm just kidding. God bless the doctors. I'm just kidding. So balancing the body, we're always going back to balancing the mind, body, soul alignment. And how does prayer and meditation come into this balancing and alignment for you? And any suggestions for us?
For me personally or in my practice?
Both.
Okay. The highest form of balancing is our spiritual balance. Because once we're balanced spiritually, through prayer, through our talk with God, through the meditations, like the meditation that you just did, that sets the intention. Once that's set, you know, you fix the spiritual, the mental and the physical will follow.
Okay.
So,
no, go ahead, please.
I use, sometimes I give people meditations to do on specific things that I think they need to focus on. And usually people people that come to me are basically working on themselves already. So I seem to be attracting that kind of people. And they already, most of them meditate. And when ideas come up in their sessions, they go ahead and think about it more and work on it more to clear it. Am I being clear?
Yes. Okay. Go for it.
And it's just, to me, you can't separate the body, mind, and spirit. It's just all one.
It's all interwoven into
a oneness. That's why you can't separate. If somebody's foot hurts, you can't say, okay, I'm going to just treat your foot. That doesn't work. Because their foot could be hurting because they're afraid to move in their life.
Ah, great point. I love it. Let's go to it. So one person's foot may hurt because unconsciously they have fear of moving forward in life.
Exactly. So we deal with that. We may not even address the foot itself in the session. We would work on their fears. But see, the great thing about body talk is I don't need to decide what we're going to work on. I just find out from your body and the priorities that the body wants in the order that the body wants. And when I say body, I mean the innate wisdom of the body, not the physical body.
Right.
And that's the wonderful thing about it, because I don't have to worry about thinking or deciding what's important. I just ask.
Right. And thinking, isn't thinking limiting?
Exactly.
If we could all stop thinking, wouldn't this world be a better place with our thoughts? I'm thinking, I'm judging, you know.
Right.
All this self-talk, all of this talk about our thoughts, what we think about ourselves and others, and judging left and right, criticizing, punishing, condemning left and right, huh?
Yeah, our egos.
Our egos, exactly. And so what we do here is we can just let go and allow the wisdom of the wholeness, the oneness of the body, mind, body, spirit, guide us.
Right.
And so Tamar does this through her practice, but I really invite all of you beautiful people, all of you wise, smart, intelligent people, take time out, sit in silence, address your issues, go into yourself. You'll be amazed of what you find within yourself. Sometimes you may not like it, but then you're going to start loving it, and you're going to start loving yourself. What do you think, Tamar?
You know, we all have limited thinking inside of us. We all have things that we don't like about ourselves.
Yep.
If we hide it and don't pay attention to it, it doesn't go away. It's the same as the backache when you take a pill. It doesn't go away. It's still there.
Mm-hmm.
So if we just sit quiet and we listen and we examine and we work on and we take the time out of our busy day, we get so much out of it.
Exactly. We ignore and it rots, and it's going to turn into something ugly, growing things out of it. So I invite, what's coming to me now is to invite all of our listeners to just take time right now and give yourself a big hug. Wrap your arms around yourself and hug yourself and be present with yourself. I know, you have so much to do. The kids, the boss, the wife, the husband, the partner, the supermarket, the bank, the list is on and on and on. It's the oneness. We all have these responsibilities. But right here, just allow yourself to be present. Give yourself a big hug. Be present. Okay. Be present with the hug that you're giving yourself. Be present with your arms around yourself. Be present with your breath and how you feel as you're hugging yourself. I'm doing it, and I'm present with it, and I feel so good acknowledging myself. So what is it, what is it about us in your experience that allows us to disconnect from us? What do you think about? Why do we disconnect? Why are we outside of ourselves instead of being one with ourselves?
I think we don't want to experience the pain.
Okay. What? Why is that?
It's too painful.
Too painful to experience the pain. I love it.
It's too painful. We don't want to see our nasty selves. We don't want to experience that we're sad. We don't want to experience that we miss someone. We just don't want to feel it. So we numb ourselves. We don't want to feel that we're unhappy. So we busy ourselves.
Right. Suppressing the feelings, suppressing the emotions. What will happen? These dormant emotions, these dormant feelings that have been neglected and brushed aside and dumped over and sat on, what's going to happen, right?
They don't go anywhere. They get stuffed in your body.
Exactly.
And
right?
They cause the issues.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And they cause the issues that happen. You know, people come in with pains, and it's because they've stuffed so much emotion in that part of their body.
Right. And what we can do is to sit again and acknowledge our feelings. How am I feeling now? Just acknowledging our feelings. Don't you think? I mean, the more and more I'm doing this, the more and more I'm becoming aware of how I feel. Not that it's right or wrong, bad or good. This is not about that. It's about acknowledging how we feel in that moment.
Exactly.
So that we can deal with it, right?
Exactly, to know what you're feeling. You don't need to act on it necessarily, but at least acknowledge it's there.
Right, right. Because unacknowledged feelings, dormant feelings and emotions, they're going to come out somehow. Disease or all of a sudden a reactive anger towards someone by just the smallest, simplest comment that someone can give us, we can just react in such anger. Why is that, right?
Right.
Because it hasn't been addressed. And I know that within the oneness, we do that. We do that. We react instead of responding. You know, we yell, we scream, we blame. Instead of taking the responsibility of acknowledging, how do I feel right now? I'm upset, I'm pissed, I'm angry, right?
There's nothing wrong with that. Our feelings are not wrong. They just are.
They just are within the isness. When there's no attachment, no expectation, or no judgment, right?
Right.
It just is. And if we could all acknowledge that it just is, I think that's the highest level of consciousness, when one realizes it just is, right?
I think so.
Yeah, without any, it's the isness that I call. God as is, I am, you are, we are, the oneness, the flower is, the plants are, the car is, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no, it's this way, it's that way, it just is, and everything else is our own perception and interpretation,
right?
I get, Tamar, that a lot of this can come from our childhood and society telling us how we should be, what we should think, making choices for us, restricting us. Maybe parents, right? Not allowing us to really express ourselves, and we learn to just shut up and shut our mouth, and then as adults, we awaken to the past and how much we've carried the past. What's your insight on this?
It's true, and you know, we're trained. You know, if you're feeling this, you better not tell anybody because they're going to judge you. And you know, but as parents who are aware and we're learning spirituality, we can pass on the goodness and this be in the present and experience your emotions to our children and make them aware of their feelings. You know, since
right,
we're
right.
learning how to do it ourselves, we can pass on a good thing to them and tell them, you know, well, you look unhappy. Are you unhappy? You look like you might be afraid. Are you afraid of something? And help them to explore their feelings. The same we do for ourselves. We can help our children do the same and teach them to do it so they don't end up having the issues when they grow up.
Right, right. You know, I have two kids, single mom of two, and throughout their childhood, as they're growing in school and the gym and daycare and everything, there's so much go stand in the corner, time for a timeout, timeout, timeout. You know, unconsciously and intuitively, I don't know what you want to call it, I've always been kind of not in favor of that. I really think that the kids, while they're standing by themselves, not really being acknowledged, you know, their feelings shutting down, they just suddenly stand there and they get more frustrated and angry and tend to shut off their feelings. As a mother, what do you think about that? What's your opinion?
The way you're saying it is true, but what I used to do with my kids is like, okay, you're acting inappropriately. You know what the right thing is. I want you to go sit over there and think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you finish thinking about it and you know what's the right thing to do and you have something to tell me, you can come back. This is what I used to do with my kids.
Mm. Beautiful, because you're clearly communicating your intention, right? Rather than, you didn't do well, just go stand in the corner, you know? Well, so the point that I'm making is clear communication and acknowledging the children, being open to them. When we're open to them, I'm not a perfect master mother over here, you know? But, you know, I'm learning. I have two kids. But really, being present and being open. I'm open to you, therefore my child is going to be open to me.
Right.
Right? And if I'm open to my daughter, my son, then they'll get the vibe. They'll get the vibration that mommy is open. Therefore, I can be open and I can communicate with my feelings.
That's right.
Right? Instead of, I'm closed, I don't want to talk, go stand over there. Okay, you're going to be closed then I'm going to shut down and be closed. Now, I think it's not only just for our children, it's with our whole family and society, every person that we're in contact with.
Right?
Right?
Right. It's amazing. Amazing insight.
And just being open means being love. Hooray for love! All this preach for love. Giving me the opportunity right now, please, to reintroduce our guest. We have been speaking, and we're continuing to speak with Tamar Dhanasrat, who's a certified body talk practitioner and has studied Kabbalah for over 22 years, and she's a doctor in pharmacy. She has a doctorate in pharmacy, and her website is www.listentoyourbodytalk.com. You know, every time I say this, it has a ring, like I want to get up and dance and sing. No, I don't know what it is. I'm telling you. I'm not telling you. I'm really inviting you to look at this. There's something here. Listen to your body talk. Maybe it's a CD coming out or something, or a DVD. I invite you to go meditate on this. Because I'm feeling it. Maybe somebody else is feeling it also. Anyways, so going back to, and again, Tamar, how can our listeners get in touch with you if they want to make an appointment or questions about their issues, if they have any, you know, stress, pain, disease?
I invite all questions. My phone number is 818-355-1632. Again, 818-355-1632. And my email is Tamar, that's T-A-M-A-R, bodytalk@sbcglobal.net.
Okay, fantastic. So we're talking about mind, body, and spirit, and we're talking about prayer and meditation. Can you share with us how you meditate and how you inspire others to meditate? Okay, meditate. There's so many types of meditations, right, that I really get when I'm talking to people, they're confused out of their mind. There's so many types of meditation. So what do you suggest to your clients, and what kind of meditation do you do that can help others?
Well, I basically do Kabbalistic meditations.
Okay.
And Kabbalistic meditations, there is letters and there's names that you focus on. Like, for instance, the other day I had a teenager who was having issues with, she said, I hate everyone.
Mm.
And I meditated, I asked what she should meditate on, and it came out to meditate on one of the 72 names of God, which is according to Kabbalah. It was Hei Hei Ein, which is the one for unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a book, it has meditation, so I basically copied it for her, and it's beautiful. Do you want me to read the unconditional?
Oh, would you kindly, please?
Okay.
Unconditional love. Definitely, we're all for unconditional love. We're all here as souls, as I know it, to live with unconditional love.
Please. So it goes like this: As I focus on unconditional love for all people around me, the dark forces within me are cast out. In the past, I felt hatred for certain people. Now, as I picture those people in my mind, I feel only love. Light washes over them and me, and I recognize the common thread that we share, the spark of the Creator. My heart opens as I wish them joy and fulfillment, peace and greater understanding. We're all one soul, as greater compassion and humanity awaken within for those around me, my family, friends, neighbors. Those positive feelings fan out toward all humanity, as love washes over everyone, bringing greater peace, understanding, and harmony throughout the world.
So
this is a meditation that I gave her. And
that's powerful.
The words are beautiful, but also the Kabbalistic letters are powerful. So by focusing and meditating on the words and the Hebrew letters, I'm sure she's going to feel great shift.
Absolutely. I'm already getting it. So Tamar, would you say that when she says, I hate everyone, it means I hate myself?
Absolutely. Absolutely. She was just upset and hateful and nice young lady, you know, but right now she's going through that phase,
mm-hmm.
and this is what's going to help her to go out of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So within the realm of oneness, when we hate others, it's actually where I'm coming from is I hate myself. I hate myself because, and I invite all of us when those feelings of hate and resentment come up, when we're seeing outside of ourselves, when we're pointing fingers, we can look in and say, you know, I hate myself for, and the answer comes up and there's an awakening. There is an awakening for us. And it's really great to awaken to our own beliefs about ourselves and others. And that's where healing takes place, right?
Yes.
So that's how you basically meditate on the Kabbalistic way.
I basically do the Kabbalistic meditations, and different months have different letters that you meditate on, and it's a very powerful technique, I found.
Right. So without the letters, if some people may say, I don't understand it, I don't know it, but the words are the oneness. The words
exactly.
are universal.
Right.
It's all about creating oneness inside and out.
Right.
So thank you for sharing that.
Awesome.
So we can just meditate from our own hearts, from our own souls. We can pray from our own hearts and our own souls. And the truth shall reveal itself moment by moment.
Right.
Tamar, our time has almost come to an end. What message, if any, do you have for our listeners and humanity as you're here? You're clearly here to remove pain and chaos one person at a time. What message do you have for all of us?
We're meant to have everything that's good in the world, and the only person that's stopping us is us. We just have to be quiet, listen. Listen to our body, listen to the words that are whispered to us, and create the shift. To get all that's coming to us, all the wonderful, beautiful things that's coming to us.
And so it is. Thank you so much. It's really been a pleasure speaking with you and you being open and sharing with us. We are grateful for all of your wonderful work and helping us being more balanced and aligned and being true to ourselves as you're working on yourself. We appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. And good day to you. So we've been speaking to Tamar Dhanashrad again. Her website is www.listentoyourbodytalk.com. And you can get in touch with her, book an appointment, a session, or any questions by calling her at 818-355-1632. And her email again, tamarbodytalk@sbcglobal.net. Blessings to her. And that's Infinite Love Radio for this week. You're all wonderful, magnificent, powerful beings of light. I bless you eternally. I know that within this oneness, we are all here to support each other. I invite you to be open to ask for support. I invite you to be open to acknowledge any pain that you're experiencing physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. As Tamar shared with us, accepting what is the pain, going into it and getting the learning. What do I need to learn from this pain in order to be free? We don't really need to live with pain and suffering, you know? We don't really need to. We don't have to have this belief that this is the only way that we can live and survive. There's so much more that we're here for, experiencing the beauty, life, as all that there is, connecting to ourselves, being appreciative, accepting ourselves for who we are, being compassionate, number one, towards ourselves and then towards others. I appreciate you all. And now I invite you to breathe in infinite love into every cell in your body. And breathe it out. Breathe out infinite love and give it to the whole world, for we're all one. And don't forget to visit my website, www.infiniteloveradio.com, and download free guided meditations and insights. Again, I invite any of your comments, suggestions, or questions to my email address, infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. I'm Michelle Morovati. Thank you so much. Blessings to you. Love and light to you. Until next week, good day.